The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dearest Madani Channel viewers, welcome back to our silsila Hukuk. In this silsila, we're discussing and looking at the rights, and today we are on our sixth episode of this silsila, and I hope inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, through the grace and favor of Allah Azza wa Jal, and through the wasila of our beloved Master Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, inshaAllah you will learn valuable, important points with regard to this topic. And we have discussed many points with regard to this important factor, and we mentioned so many other points, why Allah Azza wa Jalla created us, and for this reason, that's the reason why Allah demands rights of His that we have to fulfill. And as well as we looked at the aspect of that naturally every human being Allah Azza wa Jal has imprinted, or Allah has established on his nafs, on his soul, naturally the obedience of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So he knows that he has to fulfill the rights of Allah. And we looked at many other ways that how do we observe the rights of Allah, and we are focusing on the base, the fundamental point that we need to have, or rather the foundation of all this, is to have the taqwa of Allah. And inshallah we're carrying on looking at through this fundamental key that we need to have in order to fulfill the rights of Allah, which is the taqwa of Allah. We looked at the words that have been used in the Quran to describe the fear of Allah. Now we went briefly, obviously, but quite in-depth in certain words that come in the Quran describing the nature of the fear of Allah that we ought to have, that which Allah has used in the Quran. That does it merely mean that a person, you have to just have fear of Allah because Allah is Al-Jabbar, just because Allah is Al-Aziz, the Mighty, the One that compels, etc. But we came to learn that there's so many ways that Allah has described what is this fear of Allah. And we came to know and to learn that from the way that Allah is used to describe fear of Allah in the Quran, actually it is the element of a believer that he ought to have that enhances that quality. Actually it's a quality that is missing, which he ought to have, which entrenches the right of Allah, which he has already promised to undertake when he takes iman, when he has got iman on Allah Azza wa Jal, which is the first right of Allah, that to believe in oneness of Allah, and according to the aqaid Ahlus Sunnah al Jama'ah. And then we have understood that by understanding the key factor, which is to have the fear of Allah, and looking at the words which Allah has described in the Quran, to understand this very inherent nature of human being, which is the obedience of Allah, it is actually which brings about the success of insan. And from the various words that have been used to describe the fear of Allah, we came to know that the fear of Allah is not to make our life miserable. It is not actually to make ourselves so fearful of Allah that we cannot enjoy life. So before we carry on, it is important for us, alhamdulillah, this is the system of this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, which is there to revolutionize our homes, again bring back the glorious days of Islam, which were the glorious days of Medina, alhamdulillah. And Amir Ahli Sunnat, damat barakatuhum al-aliyah, may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant him a long life and good health, insha'Allah, so that insha'Allah he continues to inspire and he continues to fill the hearts of millions of people with the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love of Medina, the love of Sunnah, and the love of the illustrious life of the Sahaba, the Awliya Allah Azza wa Jal, and the Ulama Ikram. And he quotes in the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which says that, with regard to the excellence of reciting Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that the greatest prophet Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is said, whoever recites Durood Sharif upon me 100 times on the night and the day of Jum'ah, what is, subhanallah, the reward that he gets from Allah, what is the reward that he attains by reciting 100 Durood Sharif upon the beloved Rasul Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah Azza wa Jalla will fulfill 100 of his needs, subhanallah, azza wa jal. And 70 of these needs of his, the 70 are of the hereafter, and 30 of this world. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear Madani channel viewers, it is important for us to have correct niyat, as our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us, and he stated in a hadith, that niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi, that intention of a believer is better than his own action. And there are two madani pearls, as they are called in the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, that without good intention, no reward that a person can attain. And number two, the more righteous intention a person makes, the more the greater the reward a person inshallah will attain by this particular act, which you ensure that it is only to gain the reward of Allah Azza wa Jal and the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. So let us try to listen attentively by making correct intention inshallah, and as well make niyat that inshallah I will pay attention and be attentive when I'm listening to this bayan, and when I'm listening to the silsila and many other silsila that you listen to, and many other silsila that you watch, and whenever you are in the environment of learning dini knowledge, and wherever you also in the subhanallah, in the mahfil of learning deen, or mahfil of miladun nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, giyarwi sharif, ursu sharif, you must always pay attention and be attentive. So inshallah, also we must make near that whatever we learn, whatever message that we find and learn and that changes ourselves or aims to change ourselves, inshallah, will pass on to others and thereby ensure that we also partake in the effort of propagating the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal and the sunnahs of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When you hear inshallah the mentioning of the great name of Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah, try to say Azza wa Jal, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Subhanallah, etc. And when you hear the encouragement, Tubu ila Allah, seek the forgiveness of Allah, make istighfar, astaghfirullah. And when you hear the glorious name of our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then recite Durood Sharif upon him in the following manner. Sallu ala al-Habib, you hear that's encouragement, and you in return, inshallah, send Durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inshallah, I also make good intention that inshallah, I in presenting this beautiful episode, inshallah, that all of us can learn, that I myself will correct myself, inshallah, I learn by it and I'll practice upon it, and inshallah, I'm making effort that as well that everybody else also they gain knowledge from it, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, inshallah, we carry on from where we left in episode number 5, and now today we look at Ru'ub, which is also a word that describes, denotes some type of fear. And now let us try to understand, what is this type of fear, Ru'ub? Ru'ub is to be overwhelmed with fear and terror. And what type of fear and terror that makes you lose your reason? You know, there is this fear. A person sometimes is describing what he went through. You know, a certain situation, a very terrifying situation whereby you couldn't tell exactly what actually happened because you were so much overwhelmed and so much affected and gripped by fear. So Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning to us the fear in the hearts of mushrikeen of Makkah at that time during the Battle of Badr. The fear that gripped them in the beginning when they were coming to the battle, they were full of confidence. They were full of awe and they thought they were going to annihilate these poor Muslims and that they were going to finish the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. They were going to finish the Sahaba and that would be the end of this deen. But the fear that as a result that overtook them, it was that fear Allah Azza wa Jal, as we learn from this ayat, that it was type of fear which is known as ru'ub, so overwhelming that the terror itself, it makes you lose your senses. So let us hear what the Quran says, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will just give a summary of the meaning. Allah Azza wa Jalla says,
إِذْ يُوحِي رَبُّكَ إِلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَنِّي مَعَكُمْ فَثَبِّتُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا سَأُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعْبِ.
Summarized meaning is that, remember, when your Lord revealed to the angels, verily I am with you, so keep firm those who have believed. I will cast terror, ru'ub, into the hearts of those who have disbelieved. So we come to learn that this ru'ub is some type of fear which is described or describes the reaction of a person if they entered upon the companions. For example, also Allah describes what happened to the Ashab Kahf. But before we go there, so let us understand that this type of ru'ub, we said, is such overwhelming terror that it leaves you with such fear that it paralyzes your senses, leave you senseless. So Allah Azza wa Jalla described this is the type of fear that the mushrikeen were left with after Allah Azza wa Jalla sent the malaika to aid the believers. So a believer is that person that he knows, I, in my fear of Allah, which is the driving force behind me fulfilling the right of Allah, it is the key in my making sure that I fulfill the obligation of making sure that the rights of Allah are fulfilled. He has this fear that it leaves him senseless. Everything else has got no meaning when it comes to fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned also that had you looked at them, you would certainly have turned back from them in flight and would certainly have been fulfilled or filled with all ru'ub. This is summary of the meaning of this ayat, that Allah made the cave so that no person would be able to remain there, such as passerby, because the atmosphere was made that the person would feel fright, so they would not be able to stay, but rather run in terror. So this is a type of fear that is also mentioned in the Quran. We're trying to establish and coming to a point where we understand that Allah Azza wa Jal, as we've mentioned in the beginning, in the first episode, that Allah Azza wa Jal, from the ayah that was quoted, that Allah Azza wa Jal tells us that, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah, O you who believe, fear Allah, haqqa tuqatihi, wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun, and do not die except that is Muslims. So this fear of Allah is part of what we need to have. It is something that essential that we should have. And when we have this, we will fulfill the rights of Allah. We carry on further and we look at another word, which is shafaq. Shafaq has many meanings in different forms. Ashfaqa is that fear that some harm will come to a person you love. It is a fear that is mixed with love, such as the love of a mother for her children. She is fearful out of love for them. The believers
would reminisce in Jannah. So this shafaq, although it is to do with love, it is a word that is describing love, but this love, it is out of that love one fear for the one that you love or for the things that you love. For example, loss of something that you love, loss of something that is dear to you and something that is affectionate to you. So you'll see that. Now, when you realize that Allah Azza wa Jalla has created you, and you realize that this bond that I have with my Allah, it is something that I cherish so much. It is something that is so valuable more than anything else in my life. And it is something that I cannot tolerate, that something comes between this. As we learned in the beginning, that the word taqwa, it derived from the word wiqaya, which is a shield. That is a shield between you to protect you from those evil things that will come between you and establishment of your relationship with Allah. So this shafaq, it is that fear of, it is love with the fear that, you know, you have something very precious. Look at a small child when they have maybe a toy, something that they cherish, how much they are jealousy of anybody to come near to this thing. How much the fear they have that, you know, perhaps this thing will be destroyed or come to an end. Similarly, likewise ourselves, so many things that are dear to us, so many things that we love in our lives. So similarly, this is the bond we must have with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal in order to fulfill the rights of Allah. When we understand that actually the fear of Allah is not something that we should be afraid of, scared of. So the fear is something that is natural. The sweetness of that iman, once it has been tested, then is something that you cherish, you never want to lose. So what does Allah Azza wa Jal with relation to this word? Allah Azza wa Jal tells us, the believer, how they will reminisce in Jannah.
قالوا إنا كنا قبل في أهلنا مشفقين.
Saying aforetime, the summary of the meaning, they will be saying, aforetime you were afraid, shafaq in the midst of our families, you know, you are afraid, these are loose, something that I cherish. This ayah can be interpreted in two ways. Firstly, the believers, even amongst their families, feared Allah, and secondly, they had this shafaq for the families. They were afraid for the akhirah of their families, while the believers were mushfiqeen in the dunya, the disbelievers will be mushfiqeen in the akhirah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. We come to understand from this word that Allah Azza wa Jal, He has given us families, He has given things that we cherish, especially our family. Now you are fearful, what will happen to my children? What will happen to my parents if they die without iman? Those of us that have parents that are alive, that have got iman, we are so fortunate. How lucky we are. We have our families, we have relatives. And you have that fear that if what happens if they end up, you know, ma'adallah, Allah Azza wa Jalla has ordered us, it's an order of Allah. You must die only as a Muslim. If they end up dying without Muslim, they are not fulfilled the obligation of life. They haven't fulfilled the right of Allah. So they'll be doomed. That fear that you have. So Allah Azza wa Jalla describes this. This is what the believers had. But now you find in Jannah, inshallah, you will meet there. You will be so much in joy and happiness because that fear now has been removed and is something that you cherish over something that you love. You will see the wrongdoers fearful. Allah is describing the dhalimeen, the wrongdoers as mushfiqeen. They having that shafaq, that type of fear which is known as shafaq, of that which they have earned, and it, the punishment will surely befall them. Now, the precious moments that they wasted in this life. Now they come to a realization, but it is too late. So, when this word is followed by mean, such as this ayah, it does not mean love at all. So this now, when the word mean comes, it is not denoting on love, but rather a fear in the heart such as apprehension, anxiety, concern and worry. What's going to happen to me now, to my dear self? Try and imagine the fear and worry they will feel knowing that hellfire awaits them. Either you are mushfiq now or you will be mushfiq later. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. I think We will just finish off with the last words that are mentioned in the Quran with regard to the fear. And all these words are describing the type of fear which has been featured in the Quran. So we're trying to relate this to a point where we can understand what is the fear of Allah, why we should have this fear, and why Allah has established the fear of Him as the right that we owe to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So all these words that we have picked from the Quran, are they to assist us? Are they to enable us that we understand that the fear we should have for Allah is not something that we should fear Allah as like something that is there to finish us, but it is a fear that is naturally there to develop that bond with Allah so that it can go to greater heights, and that the extent of love between us and Allah Azza wa Jal is a strong bond. Now we come to the word wajf. Wajf is a fear mixed with discomfort. It is when your heart pounds and palpitates so hard out of fear. You know, you are in a certain situation, fearful situation, frightening situation, and you're totally in discomfort, and your heart begin pounding. It began palpitating so hard out of fear. You're so agitated and disturbed in that condition. For example, in Arabic, they say that ajwaftul khayl is a description. It's a word that is used in Arabic, or it's a phrase that is used, which meant I made my horse race forward by making its heart race. So ajwaftul khayl, that I made my horse to race forward by agitating its heart, by making sure that, because the heart is palpitating, it also races more harder. So this is just for us to understand. Now Allah Azza wa Jal depicts for us the view, or rather the spectacle of the awe of the Day of Judgment. قُلُوبٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَاجِفَةٌ, explaining this same word wajf, which is a mixed feeling of discomfort where the heart is palpitating and pounding out of fear. So Allah describing this fear of what will happen on the Day of Judgment, the heart that day will be full of terror. By not putting an alif lam in the beginning on qulub, it shows that only some hearts will have this fear. So Allah Azza wa Jalla said, not everybody, but this will happen to those now who disregarded to having in their life or placing in their life before them the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And they didn't fulfill the rights of Allah because they suspended the fear of Allah out of their hearts. And because of suspending and completely eliminating the fear of Allah, the end result is that they ended up now removing that shield that Allah had forgiven them. And they went into those particular acts that led them to ruin themselves and their own deeds. And likewise, so we understand that wajf is that fear that palpitates and pounds the heart. So we learn from this and we make dua that may Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal enable us that insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, what we're learning is something that is very important, and that we should keep it to ourselves, that we have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us khushu, khashiyah, taqwa, all this type of khawf, so that we fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way.